This week's On The Beat program focused on the theme Stepping Up Safely, Preparing Children for Secondary School, and was aimed at helping children to recognize danger, make safer decisions, and speak to trusted adults when something feels wrong. One of the key issues highlighted was the impact of social media and the need for restricted use of devices. Station Sergeant Nicola Williams stressed that parental involvement is important.
Therefore, it is very important that parents take up the role. Before these children enter into secondary school, parents, you all have a task. It might be a big task, but you have to do it. Don't depend on the school to do it. Don't say that when my child goes to school, the teachers will deal with that. Parents must play their role. Therefore, it is for the parents to teach their children to respect others, respect their classmates, respect their teachers, teach their children to love, to share, to be content. If you cannot instill those discipline in your children at home, then we are in trouble. We must be able to prepare our children, because if we fail to prepare our children, we are really preparing to fail, and we can't go from that. All right, so parents, you have a task ahead of you. Children, you also have to buckle yourself up. You are going into a new school. It is for you to set your goals high.
Station Sergeant Nicola Williams. Meanwhile, Corporal Keldon Daniel of the Sexual Offences Unit said children must be closely monitored.
Some of the children have more expensive phone than me and you, young children. I think it sounds like I'm blaming parents or the kids, but we have a response. We have children. We have responsibility. We invest in these phones. We can invest in parental control applications.
That's right.
They're not too expensive. I know because I've used them already. And that really can give a better handle on how you, because as they can hide stuff. If you invest in those applications, whether you pay yearly or monthly, you can control what they have access to. I mean, they're smart. They might go and get on a device. But at least you're making that extra step. And it can work, and it works. So parents should consider. It's not too expensive. Less than $100. There are many applications out there that they can invest in. And, you know, install that on your chat and monitor. You block things out and so forth. As you said, education. You have to educate yourself about the social media platform.
Right.
Educate yourself about the application, as I mentioned. Know about the danger. So you yourself as parents, you have to educate yourself first in order to protect your children.
Corporal Keldon Daniel. And speaking on the topic of boundaries among preteens, Child Protection and Probation Officer Clayton Burnett said it is important that parents help children enter in secondary school to set boundaries.
My son went to the barber. He had a different haircut. I was there watching and observing. And when he finished, he came and he asked me, he said, "Dad, do you like this?" I went to the school unknown to him and just looked around. And what I observed, that 90% of the boys
had
the same haircut. He felt that he has to be in this,
right,
in other words, to fit in, to identify himself. And sometimes it's okay. But we have to be very careful as well, because it has negative connotations, consequences to it.
Indeed.
So helping kids to understand boundaries, how far they go, what they do, when to say no, when to say yes, where is the stop point, is very important through that transitional phase. Because if they do not understand that, they can get lost in that transition.
Peyton Burnett, Child Protection and Probation Officer. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.